Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is another victory video that we produce to strengthen your life in Christ. In a moment, I want to share a success principle from God's Word that I've come to call living by God's promises. Before we do that, though, let me just say quickly thank you for those of you who support one of our missionaries. You know, we're the home office for hundreds of missionaries all over the world, but it's not possible without the prayers and support of their friends. So if you support one of our missionaries, thank you very much. Hey, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you've found the right place. Go to our website, simply click on the missionary agency section, and it will give you all the details that you need on what we do for missionaries and how to contact us. And finally, for everyone watching, let me just direct your attention to our website again, the free Bible studies. We have hundreds of hours of free audio teachings. We have free study guides and also a topical memory system. All of our tools are free, and so be sure and take advantage of that by visiting our website. All right, let's turn our attention just for a few minutes to this powerful success principle that I've come to call living by God's promises. You know, when I first became a Christian, I struggled like I think most Christians do. You want to live for God. You're trying to live for God. And boy, it's not too long until you realize you've got this battle going on the inside between what the Holy Spirit wants, what God wants, and then what your flesh wants, what the Bible calls flesh. Or another way to put that is just your self-life. Then I discovered a key that I want to share with you in just the next few moments called living by God's promises. I began to see that God's Word is filled with promises for every area of life imaginable. So I didn't have to face life on my own, struggling in myself, trying to be good, trying to do this, trying to do that. What I needed to learn to do was simply rely on God's provision and God's promises. Now let me share this verse with you from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. By the way, this ties in directly to one of our previous sessions on renewing the mind, because when you start becoming mindful of God's promises, well, renewing the mind just takes place. All right, verse 4. I'm in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. He says here, by which are given to us exceeding great and precious promises. I mean, look at the way that Peter describes that. They're not just great promises. He says exceeding great, precious promises, that through these you might become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Wow. What a powerful verse. You really ought to mark that one in your Bible. He says that there are exceeding great and precious promises. What promises? The promises of God. They're giving to us, given to Christians, to those that are in the kingdom of God, whereby we may become partakers of the divine nature. So the provision of God, I want you to get this, the provision of God can be found in the promises of God. I want to say it again. The provision of God, all on every level, can be found in the promises of God. So we need to become mindful of God's promises, and that will cause us to have faith for whatever we're facing. For example, let's say you're facing a financial challenge. You know, you can struggle and, oh my God, what am I going to do? You can panic. We talked about this in another session previously. Or you can begin to claim God's promises. So Matthew 6:33, which is a good catch-all promise for just about anything. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And the things that Jesus was referring to in that chapter are food, clothing, shelter, all the basics of life that we struggle with and that we need. So instead of going in your own direction and trusting in your own energy to conquer that, you capture your thoughts, you start to live by God's promises. What does that word say? It says in Matthew 6:33, if you seek first the kingdom of God. Lord, I want to seek first your kingdom. Lord, I want to put you first. All these things shall be added unto you. So you begin to trust in what God's promises say. You know, I heard this illustration I want to pass along to you about medicine. For instance, whenever a doctor prescribes medicine, it usually comes in a tablet form or a capsule form. And so let me just use the capsule for instance. The capsule contains the medicine. How do you get the medicine into your system? The capsule or the tablet contains the medicine. So you take the capsule, and we know how that works. Your digestive system digest the capsule, and then the medicine is released into your system. Well, if I can use that same illustration, God's promises contain the provision of God. The medicine of God, if you want to put it that way, is His provision, what He's provided. That's what's going to cure your situation, whether it's financial, whether it's resentment towards someone else, and you begin to claim the promises of God about forgiveness, or maybe you haven't forgiven yourself for something previously. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So you begin to claim that verse, Lord, I've confessed it. Lord, I've brought it to You, and therefore I trust that I am forgiven based on 1 John 1:9, and I'm cleansed. Doesn't matter how I feel. Doesn't matter if my mind wants to run in the direction of feeling condemned. No, I'm going to begin to claim that promise. So you begin to live that way. You live by the promises of God. One other quick verse before we conclude, and that is from the book of Psalms 103. And David, even in the Old Testament, David was living this way, living by God's provision, living by God's promise. He says in Psalm 103, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. So David's pretty pumped. He's pretty excited. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. He's talking to himself, kind of like self-talk. Hey, soul. Hey, me. Hey, you. Begin to thank God and bless His holy name. For what reason? He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Wow, there it is. It's so easy to go through life and just, even as a Christian, you know, you slip over into the self-life, into the flesh, trying to work it out yourself, trying to do it yourself, instead of remembering the benefits of God, the promises of God. So the psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. And then he begins to list some of the benefits, even in his day before Christ had come. He says, who forgives all your iniquities. Hey, that's a benefit. So take that capsule. Take that promise from God that you can be forgiven by the work of God through Jesus Christ on the cross. Who forgives all your iniquities. Who heals all your diseases. Even David in the Old Testament, he would claim God's healing power whenever he faced a sickness. Who redeems your life from destruction. Hey, I am not going to go and have destruction in my life. This thing is not going to wipe me out. I claim that He redeems me from destruction. And so there's another passage you may want to mark, that Psalm 103, beginning with verse 1 through about verse 5. David says, forget not all His benefits. So you begin to live this way. And you know what? It takes the pressure off. It takes the pressure off of you trying to work it out yourself. And you begin to rely on what God says. Well, I trust that this simple success principle is an encouragement to your life. And this is Jason Peebles reminding you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.